Family First, Ruth speaking.
Hi, Ruth. This is Carolyn Dorton. Any updates?
So actually, Sarah is working now on a caregiver. Let me ask her if she, if that one is available. Hold on. Let me just give her. Hold on.
And Moses talks him out of it. But that's rash. Think about this. What will the Egyptians say? He brought us out into the desert just to kill us.
Okay, Carolyn?
Yes.
Okay, so I just asked Sarah. She said that she has someone that was interested in the hours. You know, she was available to do your schedule. Different girl, not Kiara. She is still waiting to hear from her when she can start. You know, do you still want her to come today or not today, if she could?
Just let her start first tomorrow, because I don't even know what to say at this point. If she could come today, that would be great.
That would be great. Okay, so as I said again, I don't know if she's available still today. Sarah is texting with her, so as soon as she responds as to when she can start, if she can start today or if she can start tomorrow, I'm going to give you a call, okay? Sarah was working hard on this. Yeah.
I'm sure she is, but when I talked to you, we had already assumed that the other young lady wasn't coming, so I thought maybe Sarah would start calling right then. It sounds like she's just started to call.
No, so actually she was, she was working on it. She was working on it. It's just, you know, hard to get through to find someone, the right person that still has full availability. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm happy that she found someone for you. So let's wait and see when she answers that, when she can start, but she definitely was interested. Okay.
Okay. Do you guys know anything about her? Because her last girl wasn't good at all.
Oh, wow. So this one, I would have to ask Sarah again. You know, she didn't give me any information yet. I just asked her because she had mentioned something.
Can I talk to Sarah?
Yes, sure. Let me see if she's available to take your call. Hold on.
The children of Israel in the wilderness was the lack of covenant. And the reason they remained in the wilderness as long as they did was to seal the covenant. God could have taken them to Canaan at any point, but they were not ready.
Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor your father and mother. You shall not commit adultery.
You shall not have false witness.
Okay, let me get you over to Sarah, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Be in touch.